Russia complicating end to war, says Zelensky, as Trump pursues peace deal. Trump's ceasefire pivot will cause dismay in Kyiv and Europe. The world is behaving irrationally. Putin's warm welcome gets cold reaction in Ukraine. Serbia ruling party offices set on fire in protests. Wildfires rage in Spain and Portugal as heatwave continues. Flash floods kill more than 300 in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Malnourished Gazan woman flown to Italy dies in hospital. Erin rapidly intensifies to Category 5 hurricane. Air Canada and union ordered to bargaining table to end strike. Macron condemns act of hatred after tree memorial for murdered Jew is cut down. Far-right Israeli minister taunts prominent Palestinian prisoner. Global plastic talks collapse as countries remain deeply divided. One dead and dozens injured as Danish train hits tanker and derails. Suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot. My family may be killed if deported, says son of Afghan caught in UK data breach. Israeli settlement plans will bury idea of Palestinian state. Minister says, our children are dying. Rare footage shows plight of civilians in besieged Sudan city. US warns of additional tariffs on India if Trump-Putin peace talks fail. Australia and Vanuatu agree to $328 million security and business deal. German states debate who invented bratwurst sausages. BBC defends investigation of Kenya child sex trafficking after hoax. Claims Melania Trump threatens to sue Hunter Biden for $1 billion over Epstein claim. FBI returns stolen conquistador document to Mexico. Dozens of migrants killed after boats capsize off Italian coast. Beyond Chow Mein, can a new wave of restaurants help China win hearts? Are mangoes good for diabetes? Indian studies challenge conventional wisdom. What to know as Air Canada grounds flights and flight attendants strike? It's coming home. The undignified row over the body of Zambia's ex-president. In maps, the war ravaged Ukrainian territories at the heart of the Trump-Putin summit. Relationship and new album, what we learned from Taylor Swift on Travis Kelce's podcast. Protesters target Serbian ruling party offices in fifth night of demonstrations. Wildfires rage in Spain and Portugal as heatwave continues. How the Trump-Putin summit unfolded in under 2 minutes. A long way for nothing. BBC correspondents on Alaska meeting. Watch. Moment Trump and Putin meet in Alaska for Ukraine talks. Power plant south of Yemeni capital hit by aggression, Houthi-run TV says. Erin downgraded to formidable Category 4 hurricane, NHC says. Oil markets seen bearish after Trump-Putin Alaska meeting. In Michigan's cherry country, the federal safety net is fraying. U.S. commerce debt widens products subject to steel. Aluminum tariffs. Russia decree opens door for Exxon return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration unveils stricter subsidy rules for wind solar projects. Exclusive. U.S. mulled use of Russian icebreakers for gas development. Ahead of summit, sources. Oil settled nearly $1 lower as Trump-Putin talks loom. USDA to build Texas facility to fight flesh-eating screwworms. Canadian government moves to end Air Canada strike. Seeks binding arbitration. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Exclusive. ESPN will not air Spike Lee's docuseries on Colin Kaepernick, citing creative differences. Is Target the next Best Buy? What is Team Trump thinking about the future of Fannie and Freddie? Will the U.S. be self-sufficient in analog semiconductors? Why these analysts say investors may not care if the Fed doesn't cut rates in September? Investing.com stocks of the week. Does GPT-5 signal the beginning of the end for software? Is the economy already benefiting from an AI boom? Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries climbed to record $9.13 trillion in June. U.S. retail sales rise in July. Softening job market poses risk to spending.